From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The United Nations is meeting today in New York. It will consider plans to send peacekeeping forces to Sudan. Meanwhile, UN Representative Jan Egeland is in Sudan, and he met up with Sudanese officials to find ways to help humanitarian workers help war victims. Egeland and a contingent of aid workers and journalists were surrounded by a violent mob yesterday at a refugee camp in Sudan. One of the translators was killed. Joining us from Khartoum is Lydia Polgreen. She's reporting for The New York Times, and welcome to the program.
Thanks.
And tell us about the specific problems Egeland is hoping to address with Sudanese officials.
He said he wants to deal mainly with three issues. The first issue, of course, is the implementation of this peace deal that was just signed in Abuja between the main rebel faction and the government. That peace deal, of course, includes a ceasefire that's supposed to take place around the end of this week. So he said his very clear message to the government and to the rebels was that this ceasefire is the best hope for an end to what he calls the carnage in Darfur. The other message that he was bringing was that there needs to be more access for humanitarian workers. The humanitarian workers who I've talked to have told me that the space in which they work has gotten very small. It's quite difficult for them to maneuver, to get permits for what they're doing. Their cars are hijacked by rebel movements. They're harassed by government officials. So he certainly is taking up those issues as well. And the other thing that that he said he's doing is trying to highlight the problems with the humanitarian assistance here in order to get people around the world to give money, and particularly governments to give money to support the aid effort. This is really the largest aid operation in the world, and the United Nations here is supporting about 6 million people, half of them in Darfur. So there is an urgent need for funds, which is another reason why Jan Egeland made the trip to Darfur.
Well, let's talk about this peace agreement. It's already in trouble because some key rebel groups have not signed on. Is he also trying to meet with those groups and get them to sign on?
No, he hasn't met specifically with the groups that haven't signed on. But like all UN officials, he's been urging anybody who hasn't joined in. That would be specifically one faction of the Sudan Liberation Army and another rebel group called the Justice and Equality Movement to sign on. The problem with not having everyone on board for this peace agreement was clearly evident yesterday at Kalma Camp, because that camp is largely populated by people from the Four tribe, and the rebel group that signed onto the peace accord was led by someone from a different tribe, and the people in the camp were quite upset that this peace deal had taken place and felt that it didn't really represent them.
And I understand part of the violence yesterday was around the question of UN peacekeeping troops, that many people there want the UN to send peacekeeping forces, have more of an international presence there.
That's right. There was a real sense in Kalma Camp, where we were, that they have lost confidence in the African Union. Jan Egeland made a point to say that the African Union soldiers were very courageous and were working very hard, but had extremely limited means and also a somewhat restrictive mandate. They were really put here to monitor a ceasefire. And the ceasefire has been broken again and again and again. So what you saw yesterday was really a boiling over of frustration with the African Union by the population in Kalma Camp. There are not 24-hour patrols, security patrols, which is what residents would really like to see. Many, many women are raped when they go out to collect firewood. This is an activity they must do in order to make money, in order to buy food and other items that they might need but don't get from humanitarian officials. So many of the people in the camps who I spoke to expressed very strongly that they feel that they would be better protected by a UN force.
Lydia Polgreen, thank you.
Thank you.
Lydia Polgreen is a foreign correspondent for The New York Times, speaking to us from Sudan.